And just left you. He about he told the father, he said, if you don't put in that porch, he said, I'm gonna carry it home, but take it home and put it on my porch. And I told him, you ain't got that porch, take that. You see now, the houses they build now, you take this porch out, you don't have this no more.
Mm-hmm.
Porch to set out on, you know, like they used to wouldn't have one without a porch.
Mm-hmm.
Like when this was built, and he wanted this old bench, and said he's gonna have neat little patching, and he said he's gonna have that fixed.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have a piece of furniture that stood pretty high, and you could hang clothes in it?
Yeah, but not much of that.
Mm-hmm. What would you call that?
I believe they call it wardrobes. I mean, I believe that's what they call it. Now, I had one of them. They were built. That you hung clothes, you could put quilts, and I stacked quilts on that one side. You stack quilts. I don't know how many quilts you could put in that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they used to make all the quilts.
Mm-hmm. How did they do that?
They had frames. They put them on. They pieced up all the scraps and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd have quilting. Now, they didn't have, because a lot of times, a bunch of women, and you'd quilt all around that thing, you see, and you, all the stitches, you've seen homemade quilts, ain't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, they that's just the way they'd quilt the whole thing. And my wife, she quilted them, and she had give away, I don't know, at the quilts that woman has give away, what people would get burned out, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, how they help folks like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like now, you just talk about how good folks was around through here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if anybody got burned out, here they'd come with quilts, sheets, clothes, and they generally over there, it was funny to everybody. Said everybody that ever got burned out had more than the head they got burned out and had before.
Uh-huh.
Folks banging to them.
Yeah.
Well, see, I wouldn't have a don't carry him that. Don't carry him that. Says he done got more. I carried him some. So and so carried him some. Well, I'll carry him so and so. No, don't carry him that. Well, I just reach in. I said, what about some money?
Mm-hmm.
I said, I don't know what else to carry.
Yeah.
I'd give him a piece of money.
Mm-hmm.
If I had a $5 bill, well, along them days, man, you had done something when you give a man $5, don't you?
Yeah, money I think was worth a lot more than
that. I reckon so. You know the highest sack of flour I bought in my life. Highest price sack.
Uh-huh.
You know, people's raising trend now. Of course, labor's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Labor's what's running this country right now. What's got everybody in an uproar.
Mm-hmm.
Well, labor wants, they want big wages, and they want to buy what they buy for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling some of them the other day, talking about $1 and something a pound for meat.
Mm-hmm.
I said, my gracious alive, I said, one of you ought to pay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, says, cause you've got plenty, says you think everybody else has got it. I said, got plenty? I said, I don't hit a lick. I said, I don't work. I said, I done quit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, says, we know where you were sitting. Like that, you know. Well, I said, I still say you're a pack.
Mm-hmm.
I said, if y'all call that high. And you mean $5 ain't? For a sack of flour, ain't high. I said, that is the cheapest flour I've ever bought. $5. I said, now, if you don't believe what I'm telling you, I said, you try paying 45 cents for a sack. I can damn if you don't pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I said, you don't know about living. I said, I know more about living than you ought to.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I can tell you that. I said, I worked some of the hardest work. Now, you know, when farming used to be hard work.
Yeah.